All right, let's see how you did. Acts 13, verses 14 through 52. We called it determination and duty. That seems to be the larger context of the verses. How many movements in verses 14 through 52? The correct number is 6. What are they? Well, first, there's the guest preacher. That's verses 14 through 15. The gospel presented, that's verses 16 through 41. The Gentile pagans, that's verse 42. The Gentile proselytes, that's verse 43. The general population, that's verse 44. The Jewish people, in verse 45. If you were to look to the beginning of the chapter, you would discover that the synagogue they preached in was Antioch of Pisidia. How many responses to the gospel were there? In the text, there were 4, and they are numbers 3 through 6 in the movements. Okay, who preached the sermon? Paul did. Who got envious and provided scriptural support? The Jewish people got envious. That's verse 45. What does envy mean? It means to desire what another person has. This is not wanting something like someone else has. It's actually wanting what they have. Okay? Why was this their response to the gospel or to Paul and Barnabas? Because they had been serving in the temple, in the synagogue, for an elongated period of time, and they were unable to draw the crowds that Paul and Barnabas drew. And they were envious, and they thought that the crowds and the excitement should be centered around their serving and not these two guest preachers. All right. Number 4, in response to the Jewish people, Paul and Barnabas waxed bold. This means they did not become divided. Number 5, can doing the opposite of what Paul and Barnabas did cause an additional problem? And then explain it. Well, let's look at what they did. They did not become divided. So if they did the opposite, that means that they would have become divided. And would that have caused a problem? Of course it would have. To become divided in the midst of being attacked is to, you know, give the enemy the victory. And so where there's unity, there is strength. And God has given us the wherewithal according to Ephesians to remain unified in the spirit and the bond of peace. And as long as the Church of God remains unified, we can withstand any kind of attack, be it from the inside or out. Number 6, though the Jews were contradicting and blaspheming, Paul and Barnabas focused on what the Lord commanded them to do. Or you could say on what, yeah, just say the Lord. You could have put God commanded them to do. That's number 6. When someone begins to attack you, you cannot, this is point 2, become distracted by what they're doing. Number 8, when the Jews did not want to hear the gospel, they preached to the Gentiles. Number 9, were the Jews able to stop the word of God from being preached? What verse clarifies this? The answer to the first question is no. If you look in verse 49, it says, and the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. So they didn't stop nothing. If anything, they helped it to increase and enlarge even more. Did the Jews give up their campaign to silence the gospel? No, they did not. To whom did they go? The Bible says that they went to the devout and honorable women. I need to show you something that I did not say to you on Sunday, That it didn't say to the honorable widows. It said to the devout and honorable women, which suggests that they were married. And so you can see the connection. So the verse talks about honorable women, and it says, and the chief men of the city. And so these honorable women put a fire under their husbands, who were the chief men of the city. And they caused a stir, and persecution began. Okay? What the stirring, okay, yeah, what the Bible, what does the Bible say they did to them? They stirred them up. What the stirring do to a pot of soup? It agitates it. It calls for all that's in the soup to be agitated and irritated, and flavor moves around. What the stirring do to a dying fire? It stokes it. It stokes it, and it makes it hotter. All right. Have you ever seen any negative stirring in the church? Have you ever seen anybody in the church stirring up mess or causing confusion? And if so, discuss that. And we went to a great length to use the word negative. There's also a positive stirring. We're commanded, what Paul told Timothy, stir up the gift that the Lord placed in you. And so all of us should be stirred to do good works. But there is a negative mess stirring activity that's unfortunately found in many churches. Number 12, Paul and Barnabas were expelled out of their coast. Did this stop them from preaching? No. This indicates that they chose not to become defeated. That was point number 3. They did not let rejection cancel their assignment or hinder their calling. And that's important for all of you. All of us have been given a gift, an ability, and we have a calling on our lives. And you can't let human rejection cancel your assignment. You just seek God and follow him, and he will open up doors of opportunity for you to utilize the gift that he gave you, right? Number 13, though Paul and Barnabas were expelled, there were several disciples that were filled with, what is that? Number 52. Yeah, filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. Filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. And where did they travel next? The verse tells us, verse 52 there says that they went to Iconium. That's at the end of verse 51. Y'all got that? All right, hopefully you had fun with it. Hopefully you did well with it. This is Pastor Morris. I love all of you. Take care. Bye-bye.